Hello and welcome to our program. We continue in the book of Genesis. If you can, have your Bible ready. The book of Genesis is divided into two sections. The first 11 chapters deals with creation, the fall, Cain and Abel, and the flood. And then from chapter 12 on through to chapter 50, we have the call of Abraham and his descendants. When we get to the end of the book, chapter 50, verse 26, it ends in a coffin in Egypt. It says, "So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt." Genesis, a very interesting book. We're going to continue in our study in that book. As we do, make this song your prayer. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see.
Traveling through this book of Genesis, we've been looking at what I'm calling the mechanical stuff of how God created the world and so on. But sometimes we can get a focus on that and miss the real message here that, you know, these things are written for our admonition and upon whom the ends of the world are come. And how is this going to help me in my life as I travel through this world here, especially in this age of apostasy? Well, we're going to look at it. We're going to go back to Genesis chapter 1 and travel through here and try and pick up some thoughts that will be of benefit to us as we live in this world. It says in Genesis number 1, verse number 1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." In the beginning, God created. Now, God simply gives us the facts concerning his existence, and the facts concerning how he created things in this world. They are simply stated as a fact. We are free to believe God or line up with the fool that says that there is no God, Psalm 114:1. We have a free will. We can choose what we want to choose. I've decided to believe God. I hope you have too. And so we have this phrase here in the beginning. When was this beginning? We read in Psalm 90, verse number 2, before the mountains were brought forth, wherever thou had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Now, our minds aren't going to be able to figure that out. We live in this thing called time. God lives in eternity. And so the beginning, before the world was formed, from everlasting to everlasting, he is God. Now, concerning creation, we read, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1 and 21 says, God created great whales and every living creature that moveth. Genesis 1, 27, God created man in his own image. Genesis 2, 4, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now, the Bible says God created the world. We read in Psalm 89:11, the heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Isaiah 40:26 says, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things. Isaiah 45:12, God said, I have made the earth and created man upon it. Colossians 1:16, for by him, that is Christ, were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist or hold together. If God didn't hold this whole thing together, we'd be in serious trouble. Revelation 4:11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they were created. Then in Revelation 10:5, we read, and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and forever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein. God has created it all. Now, we have no choice but to choose. You're either going to believe God or you're not going to believe God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We can choose to fear the Lord. We respect everything that he teaches. Or if we want to, we're free to choose what they call atheism. Atheism is the belief that there was nothing, and nothing happened to nothing, and then nothing magically exploded for no reason at all, creating everything, and then a bunch of everything magically rearranged itself for no reason whatsoever into self-reproduction, and then those reproduced things turned into dinosaurs. Is it any wonder that God said in Psalm 53, verse number 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Well, we would be wise to choose wisely. In Deuteronomy 30, verse number 19, God said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Well, Genesis is the book of beginnings. God said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In Genesis, we have the beginning of the universe, the beginning of man, woman, the beginning of marriage and children, the beginning of sin and death, the beginning of murder and cities and nations and languages. And an interesting thing as we get to chapter 12, the beginning of the nation of Israel. Well, once again, simply stated, Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The hymn writer has penned those words, this is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees and skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. Well, we see the phrase the earth here. In the beginning, God created the earth. The earth. That phrase occurs 113 times in 50 different books of the Word of God. We read in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens." This is his earth. We read in 1 Corinthians 10:26, "For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." It all belongs to God. You'll find the word earth 987 times in the Bible, the word nations 481 times, the word sea 400 times, trees 358 times, beasts of this earth 987 times. You'll find the word sun 160 times. Horses are in there 154 times. You read about birds in 139 verses of the Bible, and grass in 62. The moon is mentioned 51 times, and even the swallows are mentioned 23 times in the Bible. It all belongs to God. The Bible says in Exodus 19:5, "All the earth is mine." Deuteronomy 10:14, "Behold, the heavens and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, the earth also with all that therein is." We read in Psalm 24:1, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." We read in Exodus 9:29, "That thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord's." Finally, Colossians 1:7, referring to Jesus, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist." Now, you can choose to believe that, or you can choose, "We came out of a swamp and a piece of seaweed came up there, and I guess a male and female seaweed washed up together, and then it all started, but we can't figure out where the seaweed came from." Once again, they say nothing exploded and became everything. Is it any wonder the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God"? Well, you can choose. You can trust the Lord, or you can trust those fools that say there is no God. Choice is yours. I'm going to just keep trusting my Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord, and he'll give a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. He will a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on him to the very end. Though the the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail. Just keep on.